previously on Lacking Initiative.
Just introduce your name, your character name, race, and class.
Hey, I'm Jared. Thanks for having me here. The character I'll be playing is Ziggy. He's a Lightfoot halfling bard. He loves to play music and make sandwiches.
And I'm Justin. Character name is Hawk Robinson, which it's probably important I say this now, who has a hawk named Robinson. He is a warlock private eye.
I'm Teresa. My character is Arsinoe. She is an Asimar cleric with the background of being an archaeologist.
So I'm Jason. I'm playing as the Mountain, a Goliath fighter. He is an outlander. He comes from the wilderness and woods and is a little rough around the edges. He hits things.
And I'm Zach, and I'm playing the character Ornotar Deabim. He's a high elf rogue.
Jared's character, Ziggy, he is a worker, a member of the family that owns the Lazy Sage, just the name of the tavern in the town. And he has been sent to a nearby port city, bigger city called Ilias. And he has just been sent to go pick up supplies, various sandwich-making accoutrements. As far as everybody else in Ilias, the other two people that are there are going to be Mountain and Hawk. Before this all happened, you had struck a deal with Ziggy in some way to get passage to just, hey, can we hop on your wagon and just chill with you? And then the other two of you are Arsinoe and then orthodontist appointment, Zach's character. You are coming on a different road. So the three of you, Ziggy, Hawk, and the Mountain, you guys are going from Ilias, which is to the west, to the east along this thing called the Copper Road, to Hangman's Rest. And at some point, the King's Road and the Copper Road intersect. King Road's end kind of merges with those two. And this just so happens that your two groups just sort of met at that intersection roughly around the same time.
I say to Ziggy, you ever get that feeling that the car behind you is following you?
I don't know what that means, mister.
And by car, I mean wagon.
Arsinoe, you're the first to notice that. Way down the road, you're seeing a column of black smoke that's kind of just rising up from the air.
That's probably not good.
So as you guys kind of come up to this hill and then you guys can actually see what's going on, you can see that what's causing the pillar of smoke is that there is a wagon, and the wagon has overturned, tipped over on its side off the road. Now, you do make out...
with each other.
Yes. Welcome to D&D After Dark. I'm your dungeon master.
So, just a thought, guys, just throwing this one out there. But your Robinson didn't see anything that seemed odd, but just kind of checking this out, it looks a bit weird. Something about this seems a little iffy.
As you guys are talking, the guy who's kind of leaning up against the wagon, he hears your voices and he kind of like very faintly like turns, he like cocks his head up to look at you guys. And his eyes focus on Ornothar.
Is this my buddy Sadron?
It is definitely your buddy, buddy Sadron. Sadron looks over to Ornothar, he's still holding his stomach, and he's just like, dear friend, it's good to... see you.
What happened? Who did this to you?
We was attacked.
We got that much, bud.
But listen, motherfucker.
Ziggy's in the back saying, what's he saying? I can't hear it.
Don't worry. Not much. Don't worry.
No, he's just like, we were headed to Hangman's Rest. We were attacked.
Do you know who your attackers were? What did they want?
No, just a few men. They just attacked the wagon. I tried to offer them gold. They didn't want gold. They pulled me down from the wagon. Cut me. So you actually notice that as he points, so like I said, his left arm is kind of holding his stomach. As he points with his right arm, you actually notice that on the back of his palm, somebody has very delicately and deliberately carved, like with a, like just with like a knife, this symbol. When he looks at it and sees it, there's a moment where his hand kind of like jerks against your grip, like kind of shakes. And at this point, his eyes start to, he's still staring at the back of his hand, but they kind of like glass over a little bit. And his hand kind of twitches again, and then again a little bit stronger. And finally, his hand kind of like breaks free from yours. His left arm that was holding his stomach just kind of goes limp a little bit in his lap, but his right arm, almost like it has a mind of its own, just kind of shoots straight up above him in the air. Almost immediately, like the color of his skin just seems to start to drain. Like he just goes super pale. The skin and the muscle just almost seems to start to like melt away, but there's some sort of glow or an aura that seems to stay behind. And it starts to radiate around his hand until his whole hand sticking up in the air is kind of engulfed in this green orb before it finally like seems to snap and break free from his hand, shoot up into the sky, pause for a second, and then zips away kind of over towards the cemetery. Justin, you just kind of, without realizing it, you feel something grab your ankle. And you kind of turn to look over, and the body that was next to you, similar to how you were looking at his hands, he's really invested in your foot. And the only thing I love more than perception checks is initiative rolls. Let's see them. So we are back. So as these three bodies have kind of like risen up now, and you guys are like, "Oh shit, we're about to do this." You also notice that Sodran, who has kind of gone limp except for his hand, erectus in the air. His whole body seems to be kind of like pulling upwards towards his hand as he now stands up. Hawk, after being tickled on the ankle by the one zombie, you are actually first to go.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a thunderclap.
Oh, sweet Jesus Christ. Okay.
Good start.
Yep. And so that's a burst of thunderous sound, which can be heard 100 feet away.
No,
any creature
boy.
Other than me within 5 feet must make a constitution saving throw.
Why?
But you guys are not within 5 feet of me. Oh, you guys are within 10 feet of me.
Oh, good, yeah.
And on a failed save, the creature takes a 1d6 thunder damage.
Oh, thank God. I'm sorry. You said thunder clap. I heard, like, thunder wave, which would have just, like, screwed
everybody.
Wasted
everybody. Yeah, which is also why I didn't cast Arms of Hadar, because if I had cast Arms of Hadar, it would have also hit everybody near me as well.
Oh, I love that guy in Game of Thrones.
Right. So the only one affected is the zombie. He has to make that constitution save?
Yes.
Okay. And that's a nat 20. So the zombie is completely unfucking phased by your little...
The zombie flicks off Justin.
Awesome.
The zombie stands up and he's like, good try, bro. No.
And I give him a high five and I'm like, yeah, man, I tried. And then I hit him with my bird.
I don't... just grab the bird by the legs and just beat him with it. Yeah. Improvised weapon, it does 1d4.
So that's my attack for my action. I'm gonna try to step. I want to step back away from. I want to try to free my ankle and step back.
That's what I was gonna. That's what I was gonna get to. Because we didn't do this in the. This never came up in the initial one because you kept your distance. Everyone has a threat range. It's based on the range of the weapon. So since these zombies are just melee things, their threat range is just going to be 5 feet. You can freely move like in this little 5 foot border around him. If you step out of that, if you walk away from being adjacent to him, you would provoke an attack of opportunity. He could get to hit you.
Okay. Well, I was just going to move down toward 5 feet down towards the mountain.
Oh, sure. That's fine. And then because you're staying within his threat range, you're not provoking anything. So is that your turn then, I take it?
Yep. That's my turn.
Okay. Horny Toad Deabim.
Oh, yeah.
Your turn. Your buddy has now died in front of your eyes. Had his soul ripped out from his hand, and he does not look pleased.
That's definitely going to be priority number two for me to figure out, but priority number one, I think, is make the zombies go away. And I'm wondering if I can move myself... Would I be provoking an attack of opportunity if I wanted to move myself right there? So that I'm basically flanking him with Arsinoe.
Arsinoe, you would not, because you would stay within his range, but okay. the flanking is not going to be a thing for this.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, yeah, flanking is I put it in that document. It's an optional rule, and there's some abilities that give you the flanking bonus anyways, and it just becomes a complete nightmare, because if you were fighting like a ton of little creatures, they're just going to beat the shit out of you.
So, anyways, I just want to try to get advantage to use sneak attack damage. So, can I just, like, move, make, like, a rush forward with my dagger and try to just, like, drop the zombie.
Oh, sneak attack only procs if you have advantage on the roll. That's
yes.
what it is. So you wouldn't have, I don't think there's any way for you to get advantage unless somebody like uses their turn to help you attack.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, or if I catch him surprised says, or what,
this
something.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually for the surprise.
He's definitely more surprised me then. So anyways, I just want to stab him then.
Okay. So roll to stab.
Yep. That's going to be a 12 plus 3, 15.
This is against your buddy.
Yeah, I feel really bad about this, but he's a zombie.
They had a pact as kids. If one of them became a zombie.
Zombie, yeah, we got to kill the other one, yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you roll to hit?
15 total.
15? Okay, so that'll hit, so go ahead and roll damage. Are you using your dagger, or did you pull out like a big
I'm just using
weapon?
A dagger right now. That's the thing that I'd already pulled out. All right, that's a 5 plus, that includes with versatility my dex modifier, right?
It is thrown. Oh, it's a finesse. It's a finesse weapon.
Oh, finesse, I mean.
Versatile.
I'm sorry, that's not versatile. Yeah. I'm not trying to two-hand it. Yeah.
Yeah. Two-hand the dagger. So yeah, you would add your dex modifier to the 1d4 roll.
Four
total. Okay. So yeah, you run up your friend whom you were... Well, he's the whole reason you came here. He told you he had information. And you're stabbing him. So...
This is not an so ideal situation. Bad. I don't think I'm doing the wrong thing,
not
though.
Not for him, clearly. Is that your turn, or are you doing anything else?
I think that's probably going to be it.
Okay. Arsinoe, it's your turn.
All right. I am going to cast Sacred Flame on Zach's friend.
On Zach's friend. Okay.
Who's
so.
Zach?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm going to cast Sacred Flame on Unitard's friend.
That's Unitard. Oh, yeah, you're not making an attack roll with this, right? He has to make a saving throw?
Huh?
What's the deal? Sacred Flame. What's the deal with Sacred Flame?
Sacred Flame is flame-like radiance descends on the creature. They have to succeed in a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 radiant damage.
I was double-checking, because if you cast a spell or if you make any sort of ranged attack roll against when you have somebody that's adjacent to you, you have disadvantage on that roll. But because he's just making a save, there's no disadvantage. So Unitard's best buddy, who he just stabbed, has to make the dexterity saving throw.
He has to beat a 13.
Yeah.
So 13 dexterity saving throw. That's a nada. That's a no. So go ahead and roll damage for that.
Five?
Okay, so he's holding on. So, Unitard has stabbed his best friend in cold blood, or in this case, cold undead blood, I guess. And then you set him on fire. Sweet, sweet, holy fire.
Yep.
So now it's warm blood.
So he's real thrilled right now.
Yeah. So he's, Sodran is super, super thrilled with the way things have been going so far. He's having a great day. And so he actually, he's going to be like, He kind of looks almost in disbelief that that Ornithar stabbed him, and he kind of like puts a hand down on his arm, pulls out a little short sword, and he goes to kindly return the favor against Ornithar, and misses. He as he goes to like stab Ornithar, that's when he catches fire, and his sword kind of like veers off into nothingness. So he's not going to he's not going to move. He's going to stay right there. He's not going to do any damage or do anything. Meanwhile, Hawk, your buddy is just like, he's like, I thought we had something special. Like, what's going on? And he's going to follow you and be like, my dude, come over here.
Hey, buddy.
I missed you. And he's just like, he's going to make an attack against you. All right, this dice has had enough already. Clearly, it's done for the day. I got that nat 20 out of the way, and it said, we're fucked up now. Because despite the fact that you are literally made of paper mache, the zombie just kind of flails after you. He's not able to get a grip on you. The other zombie, this one.
I hand him my foot and say, don't worry.
Yeah, like it'll all be okay. This one is going to move up on Ornithar and also attack him. I'm going to try the other dice. Let's see what this one does. Yeah, so this zombie gets up. He is just super pissed. Like, I think in a previous life before he was a zombie, he just had like this thing against elves. Just fucking hated them. Total racist.
Oh, so he's a racist zombie.
Because he just kind of like levels his shoulder at Ornithar and just charges like a fucking bull. Because that was a crit.
I notice, and I'm gonna impose my disadvantage. I don't like my buddy getting surrounded.
Ooh.
So I'm going to react.
Oh, so you are gonna
Thank
do
you.
That now.
Anytime, Jason, anytime you hear Ken go, ooh, I want you to do that for me too.
Okay.
All right. So you'll spare him the crits.
Oh, great.
But he will still hit. So you kind of like, he just puts his shoulder down. He's running right at Ornithar. He's going to just bull rush him. And then
you
like,
put your hand out.
Yeah, like over, because you're so big, like over Ornithar, as you kind of do like a little finger wave, like, don't you do it. Ah. And the zombie's like, what? He kind of falters for a little bit. He still connects. Ornithar, you only take 2 damage, though. Bare minimum.
Okay.
So you're okay. You're almost kind of confused. Like, you don't know what happened behind you, but you thought for sure you were about to eat shit.
You're welcome.
Mountain, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to step up and I'm going to take a swing at the zombie who just tried to level Ornithar.
Okay. The zombie that you're walking away from is going to get the attack of opportunity against you, which
okay.
He's actually not going to take it. He's not going to take
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
So go ahead. So you're fine. So you move up there and you're going to smack the zombie, or I don't know what weapon you have.
Yeah. I rolled a 7 total.
A 7 total? That will miss.
So you just sort of like boop the zombie?
Kind of half-assed. You're like, oh, no, this is a warning swing. Don't you do it.
Get out of here, you scamp.
Is that all you're doing then?
Yeah, I think that's okay. A move and an action, so, and a reaction, so I think that's all I got.
I just double-clicked and skipped over Ziggy, but Ziggy, go ahead and make your turn real quick.
Well, I'm not much of a fighter, I'm more of a talker, but hey, let's give this a try. I'm going to move up next to this dude. Hey, zombie, hawk friend guy. And I'll take my rapier out, and I will, I'm going to try to stab him real good.
Okay, roll to hit. Stab him real good.
So, what do I got? 7, I had 12.
12, so that will hit, so go ahead and do damage.
I'm just rolling a d20 for damage, right?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I don't know what I'm doing. What am I rolling?
What is a rapier?
I think a rapier is a d8.
D8, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, it says right there. I'm like, don't worry about it. I got it. Oh, a whole 2 damage. Oh, plus 3.
So your dex is going to be, is it plus 3? It is, yeah. So you get to do 5 in total?
Yeah.
Okay. So he is perturbed.
Look what I did, guys.
Overall, not too concerned. Let us have this zombie kind of want to go for revenge on what you just done did to his buddy.
Guys?
Help?
I'm just a sandwich maker.
11, I do not believe, hits your AC.
No, I'm 13.
No, 13. Are you? You sound so old.
I'm 13.
So yeah, this zombie kind of just comes towards you, and in very like comical fashion, he kind of does that like walk where his arms are just kind of like flailing around, and you're just like, no, thank you. Just kind of sidestepping out of the way. That is going to be round 1. We're back over to Justin. What are you doing now, bud?
All right. I have an idea. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take my movement, and I'm going to step closer to the fire here by the wagon.
Okay. So you will provoke the attack of opportunity.
Yes. And I have
Bring it, zombie, brah.
I have a crossbow. So I would like to take out one of my bolts, stick it in the fire, and blast his face with a fireball.
I'll allow it. I like it. He makes the attack of opportunity. Jesus. Okay. So he makes the attack of opportunity.
Hey, Hawk, don't hit me. I'm right behind this guy.
Well, Ziggy, you're short. We'll just hope for that.
Aim high, please.
He makes the attack of opportunity towards you as you're walking away, and he actually does kind of just grab you really well with just a fistful of, I guess, dead flesh. Fistful of dead flesh is what he hits you with. You're actually going to take 6 points of damage.
Damn.
Oh, good. So I'm pretty bloodied then.
You're pretty fucked up, but go ahead and roll to hit with your crossbow. Well, roll to hit.
D20, okay. that is a critical miss.
You got a 1?
Yeah.
Great. So you're committed to this, you walk away and you gotta get like punched in the ribs for it, and you're like, oh fuck, that hurt, but you're like, this is gonna be awesome.
And then I go with my arrow and I go, oh, fire hot, and I drop it.
Owie.
So that works out swimmingly. You can still move a little bit more if you'd like, because you only moved those 5 feet.
I'm gonna hang out with I'm gonna back up against our Sinaway because I'm gonna need some medical attention.
That's
Excuse
not
me,
how
sir.
That works. You
this
can't.
Is not appropriate.
I climb on her shoulders.
And he provokes another attack of opportunity.
Hey guys, there's 2 zombies next to me.
We're in the same boat, buddy. I feel ya.
Did we manage somehow to take a spread out battlefield and group together in between all four bad guys?
Yeah. With the bard on the outside, just like...
Yeah, this is Buck Wild. This is bad.
He's fine. He's just a bard. Ornithar, it's your turn. Your buddy is looking... Well, I mean, he was dead to begin with.
Yeah. I guess unless I can find a way to gain... advantage on my attack, which all I could think of was like flanking if I move around Arsinoe, but that will that'll get me provoking this other zombie.
I mean, without being like hidden, you don't have any real way to.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep on slashing away
just
at my buddy Sadron,
stabbing at him. Okay,
yeah, but I'm gonna like
you
I'm just gonna
asked me to do this.
Yeah, Arsinoe is just gonna say like, man, I do not want to be your friend, straight up.
I shared a carriage with you.
The whole time Zach is doing this, or Ornithar is doing this, he's crying.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm so sorry.
I mean, if you want to switch out from the dagger to like a man's weapon.
I wanted to switch over to rapier. Yeah, thanks.
Jared's like peeking out over the zombies going, hey.
That's all I can handle right now.
Go ahead and roll the hit.
All right. How does a 14 treat it?
A 14 will hit.
Yay! Yeah. All right, that's going to be 7 damage total.
7 damage. 7 damage is Gucci. You just killed your friend.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel
about
great. That, but...
I feel pretty awful about it right now, but I'm also thinking 1 down, 3 to go.
Are you moving at all, or are you staying put?
I'm going to stay put, I think.
Okay.
Buckle down and brace for this other zombo.
Arsinoe, it's your turn.
If I go here, do I make anybody attack me, or can I go here?
You're good.
Okay, so I'm going to go there, and I'm going to go after this zombie. Why?
The one that's right next to you, I presume?
Yeah, the one that's right next to me. I'm going to go after him with my Warhammer.
Okay. Roll to beat him up.
Let's see. So I rolled a 20.
Yay!
Nat 20.
So that's a crit. There we go. So roll 2 of your damage dice.
Okay, so it's a d6, so... 3, and hold on, it went off the table. 5. My strength is 2.
So that's 7 in total?
8. No, it was 3, a 5, and then her plus 2. So that's 10 damage.
Oh, okay, she rolled a 5. I apologize. So that was the total.
Yeah.
So 10 damage. That's nice. That's a good, clean hit. So as Hawk has, like, moved away, fumbled, kind of stumbled back and got punched, you have somehow, like, moved over in the interim delivered some nice retribution with a hammer to his face.
I would have been fine with just some health, but thanks.
Are you all set?
I'm all set. I'm good. I'm polishing my Warhammer for a minute. It's good.
Okay. He's like super not a fan of what you just did.
Okay, so I should probably move away. Never mind. Because then he's gonna attack me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say real put.
Yeah. But the zombie just like kind of like reels a little bit from the beating you just done put down. And he kind of like lunges at you, but you're able to kind of put your shield up, and you just got like these zombie arms like flapping over your shield, little I can't do it over the microphone. We'll pick up like clacking
like a Kermit
of the jaws
flail kind of thing.
Yeah.
That is his turn. The next zombie will go. Ornithar's other newfound friend that almost really fucked up his day.
Hey, buddy.
He's going to continue to just fuck up all the rolls that he makes, and he's just going to... You're able to kind of, like, after you've been, like, cutting up your friend, you're able to kind of just, like, catch his jaws, like, with your rapier and kind of keep him at bay that way. He's cool. Not moving anywhere. Mountain, it's your turn. Some shit's going down.
Can I roll athletics to toss the zombie attacking Ornithar off that cliff he's 10 feet away from?
Well, he's not off the cliff. The cliff goes up.
Oh, the cliff goes up. All right. I was misinterpreting the map.
Just throw him up and let him slide back down.
Yeah, right. Just toss him up the cliff.
I can fly!
All right. Then, now knowing my grievous map reading error, I'm just going to go ahead and swing my longsword again. Oh, I rolled a 20. Natural 20 on that. So, okay, so that's
2d8? 2d8 plus whatever your status.
I don't think longsword has a plus.
Your
strength
mod,
I think.
No, for the damage is going to be your strength, yeah.
Okay.
So 2d8 plus 3.
8 plus 6 plus 3.
8 plus 6 plus 3. 17? That is some good fucking solid damage. He's still standing, but you've essentially you had that, don't you do it. This is a warning swing last time. And this time you're like, oh, you real fucked up this time. So you bring this down, hit him like right in the neck, right where the neck meets the shoulder there, and kind of cut in a little bit.
Neck nuts.
Kind of cut him basically down to like right to the nip. Kind of, you know, wrench your sword back out. He's still standing somehow. He's a little floppy, though.
All right.
Little floppy nips.
I'll take it. Floppy. Are you moving or are you staying put?
You know, given that Ornithar just killed his friend pretty effectively, and this zombie seems like he's going to have trouble making his attack rolls, I'm going to move up here to get involved with these two zombies and help my buddies out. So I'm going to move up north just a little bit and put myself in harm's way, the two zombies over there.
Okay. He will flail his limp arm at you, but being limp, it doesn't do much, especially because, you know, tank. But yeah, so that's your turn then?
Yeah.
And now we've managed to surround Jared and leave Zach.
He's fine.
Zach's fine. That zombie by Zach doesn't roll very well.
Ziggy, it is now your turn. You have assistance and two zombie friends.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm glad you came over here to help me. I appreciate it.
I'd like to sing a song.
You make really good sandwiches, and my trips to Hangman's Rest won't be the same without your sandwiches. It is very important to me that you survive.
Like, I just imagine this little halfling bard just is like Eeyore, if Eeyore was a bard.
I'm depressed all the time.
Just like, hey, guys, you left me. And they come back, he's like, oh, thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it.
I guess I'll see you later.
I guess I'll stab something.
All right, so Ziggy wants some glory here. He's moving up here, and he's going to attack this buddy right there.
You will get the attack of opportunity from the other one.
Can I react to protect him from it?
You can.
All right,
which is fine because
that.
It's also like the end of the round, so you haven't used it yet. So that imposes disadvantage, right?
Yes, imposes disadvantage.
Ooh, good thing. Okay. What is Ziggy's AC? 13, 14, 14?
13.
It's 14. You have leather armor, which is 11, and then
oh,
plus 3
you're right.
For your dex.
You're right. I forgot to add that one on.
So it's 14. I did roll a 19, but then on disadvantage, I have an 8. So
he also flails
weakly after you. But did you say you want to go and backstab
this
zombie?
No, he flails very solidly at him, but runs into my shield.
Hey, thanks, Mountain. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, thanks for that, man.
I'll make you a good sandwich later.
It's all I want.
My parents don't understand me.
So I'm sorry. Are you rolling to hit that zombie?
Heck yeah, with my rapier again. It's a very I want to make it clear. It's a very manly weapon for bards, especially for little guys. So I've worked
very
hard.
It's almost like a longsword in your hands.
Yeah. Whoa! Don't go off. Well, that was a 2. So,
so it's a very manly weapon, but
I fumble it because I'm weak and I don't know what to do with it. Ew, I don't like sharp stuff.
He's just like, I just want to make you, real quick, thank you, one, for blocking his attack. 2, this is a really manly weapon. Observe.
I'm going to tickle the zombie with
it. I pull it out of its sheath, but accidentally throw it away from me. Oh, crap. Can someone get that for me?
But as it flies, it just almost nicks the guy.
I'll pick that up later. So you're saying my 5 doesn't break his AC?
The 5 does not. It's close. It's close. Ooh. Is that the end of your turn then?
Yeah,
all right.
I guess.
So the zombie that hasn't been touched, he starts singing, "You Got a Friend in Me."
Hey, it's Randy Newman.
But he's still just kind of fumbling around. He's really lost in his words. These dice are not doing well. Justin, we're back to you. You're kind of like sort of almost dying.
Okay, well, considering the fact that I have no healing ability, I'm going to Eldritch Blast the zombie that Zach is fighting.
Hey, I can heal you, Hawk, if you get over near me, then I can be useful.
I'm hoping that Arsinoe sees it in herself to heal me at some point.
But I don't want to.
You still have this dude standing next to you.
Yeah, I've got the mountain to help.
Like? I don't see
you. But I'm gonna Eldritch Blast the zombie that Zach is fighting.
Okay, but you're still going to have disadvantage.
Why?
Because you've got the dude. You've got the dude standing right next to you.
He can interfere with your Eldritch Blasting, bro.
Right.
But is he how far down is he looking? Oh, is that Floppy, that one?
Floppy is the one that's down by Zach.
Okay.
Yeah. Justin. This is Floppy.
Well,
this is going to come across great in audio.
Yeah.
Well, this will all get edited out.
Just the whole thing. Roll initiative. All right, great job, guys.
You win. Good job. Justin's dying.
Okay. Well, then I guess my only option is I guess I'll dagger stab the zombie that we are all surrounding.
Roll to hit.
That would be 9.
9 total. 9 will actually hit. So go ahead and it should be the 1d4 plus whichever, if you use stab. I'm assuming you're using dexterity.
That would be a 2 plus 3, which is 5.
5? Okay. He's puckered full of holes, still standing. Okay. Ornithar, you've got this buddy in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put a rapier hole in him.
Okay. So we're doing this again. Roll 2 hit.
Good luck.
Yes. That is going to be an 18.
That'll definitely hit, so go ahead and roll damage.
7.
7 damage.
Total, yeah.
So you kind of reel, you kind of, because you had him, he was like biting on your sword before. So you just kind of push him away, give him a quick stab, and he drops down. Except the funny thing is as he kind of, the zombie drops down and kind of falls over, as you turn around and start doing your little ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, somebody points out the fact that the zombie has now stood back up.
Son of a bitch.
What a jerk.
Because, you know, undead things. Are you moving, or are you just kind of, like, in awe of the fact that the thing you killed is now not totally killed?
No, I'm just gonna wait. I gotta kill this thing.
Alright, Arsinoe, it is your turn.
Question. So if I was gonna try to help Hawk with his whole health issue, with his problems, is the only way that I can really do that is to use up a turn and do Cure Wounds?
Correct, yes.
Ugh, I don't want to do right that, now. Sorry. that's going to be a hard pass. I like your bird.
Always good when the cleric starts pulling heels.
Our dick healer.
I am a
He's
dick healer.
He's fine,
whatever.
It's just a flesh wound.
My dick is fine, I need her to heal the rest of me.
Alright, so I guess I'm going to cast Sacred Flame on this one that's right next to us that we're trying to kill. 13.
13. Okay. So he will be super bad at that, so go ahead and roll the damage.
9? No, that's wrong. This can't be a D. That's the wrong thing. Roll a D8. I got a 9! Okay, 5.
Roll a D8. I got a 9. Interesting. A 5, right?
Yes, 5.
5.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So as you cast this radiant flame or sacred flame in the zombie... the zombie just kind of, like, is engulfed in this radiant fire, and burns and falls.
And much like any zombie ever, you have to cut off their heads or light them on fire, or they're gonna get back
up. It's interesting you say that, because I'm definitely going for the head on the next one.
Are you moving at all, or is that your turn?
I'm gonna stay where I am for now. I'm gonna stay where I am.
So the other zombie that has gone down and gotten back up is, like, super pissed off at you.
That's the second time he's died today.
Yeah.
But not pissed enough that he's going to hit. He just kind of flails angrily on the ground as he's standing back up because...
Oh, my buddy Floppy. Early,
yeah, Floppy is just... He's not having a good day.
It's going to get worse. Going to give him the hat trick of death.
All right, the zombie over by us that's still standing. I'm going to take a swing, and if I can, I'm going to swing specifically for the neck.
Okay. Roll to hit.
13 plus 18.
That'll hit, for sure. So roll damage.
Okay, so that's 4 plus 3, so 7 damage to his neck.
7 damage, okay. So you cut into his neck, not beheaded. He is also in the little floppy gang now.
Lil Edison in the floppy gang.
Are you moving?
I'm gonna move up where the other one was. I'm going to try to get between the remaining zombie and my squishy-looking friends.
Sure. Ziggy, it's your turn.
I mean, the question is, do we really need to heal Hawk at this point? Like,
poor Justin is just like, I'm dying. Do we really need him?
I'm part of the floppy gang, but it's okay.
Well, I mean, is anyone really going to attack you at this point?
We don't know.
I mean, say he does. He's now, this is the first time that he has ended or gotten out of combat and not ended a turn next to somebody. So he might actually be able to cast a good spell.
Let me just heal you up just on the if something happens, you never know. How far are you? Only 10 feet. All right. All right. So I'm going to cast Healing Word on Mr. Hawk Robinson here. So 2 plus 4. Wait, what's my charisma? 3. So 5.
All right. So Justin gets back 5 hit points.
Hey, Ziggy, you're my man.
Hey,
you're my halfling.
I'm here for you, bud.
We should start a podcast.
I just came out here to get supplies or whatever, and all this weird stuff happened.
You assholes.
Ziggy, are you moving or are you staying put still?
My casting time says one bonus action. What does that exactly mean? Like, I read the bonus action, but...
Oh, that means you can still actually make a normal turn.
I'm gonna cast something else, because why the heck not, you know what I'm saying? Who's gonna stop me? So I'm gonna cast Dissonant Whispers on this fool.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Isn't that another first level one?
Yeah.
What does that spell do?
That's the one that killed the goblin.
Oh, Jesus.
No, shut up.
It's Jason. The one that killed the goblin. That's all you need to know.
The whole point is that we're supposed to share this with the audience. So what does that spell do, Jared?
Well, Justin, I'm glad you asked. I whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of my choice within range can hear, racking it with terrible pain.
I'm just saying, listen to the pre-show.
Or listen to the the dry run.
It's a spell that makes the audience listen to the pre-show.
Exactly.
So that'll be your last first level spell, but yeah, so we're gonna do this again. Jesus Christ.
So what are you gonna whisper to him, Jared?
Wisdom saving throw, because that's what zombies are known for. Their wise demeanor. Which yours is going to be higher than 10. So yes, the zombie will fail that. So go ahead and roll for the 3d6 damage.
And whisper. You got to whisper.
Oh, is this the one where I say something to him?
You can whisper anything.
You got to say some cool shit. You're whispering psychically into his mind to really fuck up his day.
I wasn't prepared.
That's the whisper. I wasn't prepared.
I wasn't prepared for any of this.
You pull out your grocery list from Ilias and you just whisper the grocery list.
So that was 9.
9 damage total?
Yeah.
And what's the whisper?
I wasn't prepared for this.
Okay. you look over at Hawk and you're just like, hey, I hope you feel better. And Hawk's like, man, yeah, fuck, man, I do. Yeah, great, cool shit. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, I do, cool shit.
And you look at the zombie and you're like, I wasn't fucking prepared.
Which is true on so many different levels.
The zombie internalized, just like, man, fuck, I wasn't prepared for this either. And he now has to use his reaction to run away from you, which is going to provoke an attack of opportunity from the mountain, if you would like to take it.
Sure.
All right, so roll to hit.
Wait, I feel like me and the zombie had a connection there. Maybe don't kill it.
All right, I rolled 18 to hit.
You fucking hit him, so roll some damage.
6 plus 9 damage.
9 total?
Yeah, 9 total.
Okay. So, yep. All right, so that'll do it. So he starts to, like, run away. You whisper into his mind, like, I wasn't prepared for this. And the zombie's just like, man, fuck me either. What am I doing? And he turns in fear and runs and just catches, like, a sword in the back, and he goes down.
Yay.
Well, Ziggy, are you moving at all, or are you done?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. So yeah, Justin, it is going to be your Hawk. It is you. You've got.
Okay. I want to Eldritch Blast the fuck out of something.
The fucking like 8th round of combat. The Warlock is like, you know that? What's that fucking shit I always do every single fucking round? Oh yeah, Eldritch Blast.
That I haven't gotten to do yet.
Roll to hit.
13.
13 will hit. So now roll your 1d10 force damage.
All right. That's a. They don't label whether it's a 6 or a 9 on the D10?
Yeah, there's a line.
Yes, they do.
Justin.
Not on mine.
I don't think that he's looking at a D10.
I don't think you are either. Because
he's looking at the percentage one.
It's the one that's...
Oh, it is the percentage one?
Yeah, okay. It's the 10, 20, 30, that one, right?
Oh, right, sweet, so Jesus. It's...
No,
it's,
that's
Justin,
not
look,
the zero
is. 90.
Is.
I don't know. I'm
Justin, one
I'm
side
rolling,
is
I'm
even and one
again,
side is odd, idiot.
Amazing.
I'm assuming that's a 7.
That's a 70. Okay. Hawk has forgotten how to fucking read. I don't even know if this is Arsinoe or Teresa.
Here's my D10.
You rolled the 7. I'm going to take the 7.
Oh my god.
The 7's a good number.
This is amazing.
I was rolling the wrong dice.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
No what? Way.
You, really?
I didn't know that there were two identical dice.
Yeah, that's...
Identical except for the numbers printed on them.
Identical?
So, point of the matter is, it's a fucking 7. Eldritch Blast.
You do the 7 damage. In all the confusion, you're just like, I know this spell, I'm gonna do this thing, you like... You expect something to happen, and you're like, wait, I have to actually cast a spell. You cast a spell, and you're not too sure what happens. The zombie's not really sure what the fuck is going on.
We're all just waiting.
There's like, it does some force damage, but I think the thing that really kills it is just the fucking confusion. I think that's what really puts the zombie
like,
out.
He's like, I just don't want any part in this anymore. Like, this is too much for me.
Normally, I want to do some cool shit when you get the killing blow at the end of a combat encounter, but I think that was just amusing enough just to...
We don't deserve
I solved
cool
your
shit.
Zombie puzzle.
Hawk stumbled around, injured, bleeding, suddenly felt better, and just out of instinct fired an Eldritch Blast at the closest zombie.
He's just like, there's that, he's like snapping his fingers. There's that spell that I have that just, oh, fuck, oh, shit, look at that.
I suddenly feel great.
Yeah. He hit him for 70 damage.
Trying to do all this cool shit.
So we're out of combat now?
We are out of combat now. You have cool. defeated the zombies as well as your best friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would like to play a song about how wonderful we all did. And to uplift our spirits.
It only took us 1 hour to kill 4 zombies.
Hey, that fight sure took a while, but hey, we get better at this as we go, don't worry. So, this whole role-playing podcast stuff is new to us, so we'd love to hear your feedback and get you involved with what we're doing here. If you'd like to get involved, you can follow us on social media, on places like Facebook, where our name is Lacking Initiative. Our Twitter handle is @lackinit, that's LACKINIT, or you can send us an email at lackinit@gmail.com. If you're enjoying this show, then you might also enjoy some of the other podcasts that are part of the Grown Up Geek Network, such as Implied Nerdity, which is a weekly show dedicated to talking about all kinds of things from movies to games to Facebook to scary future technology and a lot of conversations about Taco Bell. If that sounds interesting to you, check us out at thegrownupgeek.com. Remember that Lacking Initiative is a bi-weekly podcast that releases on every other Friday. The next episode will be released on April 6th. And that's all I've got. Let's get back to the podcast and see what happens now that we've killed Ornithar's weird friend with that weird hand or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
All right, so I just rolled 10 perception to check the cart for salvageable supplies. I also want to ask Arsinoe, because she seems to know a little bit about this sort of thing. Do we want to go into town, or do we want to go to the graveyard? I'm tired of being attacked by zombies. How do we fix it?
Well, I'm going to say that if you're tired of being attacked by zombies, we should go to the town. But judging from the fact that there was that thing that flew off of whatever he was, and it went towards the graveyard. If we're smart, I'm going towards the graveyard. You can do whatever you want, Mountain, but the right choice is to go to the graveyard.
Well, you seem a lot smarter than I am,
I'm with her.
I'm going to stick with that. There's no use in going into town first to pick up the bounty when you've already cleaned out the graveyard by the time I sign the contract.
I am definitely going into the graveyard to follow my friend's soul.
That's fair.
And also, at this moment, I think that I am absolutely just looting him because the letter that I received said that he had a lead. He has some kind of information that I would very much like to have.
And he's praying it's a physical thing.
I'm hoping it's a letter or like a trinket or something that I can get. So, yeah. I am now grave robbing my dead best friend.
I send Robinson ahead to the graveyard. Same deal as before. Okay. How far ahead is the graveyard?
Oh, the graveyard itself is not too far away from the bluff. You can make out like the really gothic looking fence, and there's a mausoleum. Like if you just go up like just on the top of the cliff here, just to get up on that level, in the distance you can see like the fence. You can make out that there's a pretty large mausoleum, the rough shapes of like tombstones, statues, normal cemetery shit. As far as those of you looting the wagon, I won't make you roll for it. I'll just say that you can take your time. It's like the fires, I'm gonna say you can calmly put those out so it's not an issue, and rummage through and look for every little nook and cranny. The only thing that's really of interest, I mean, the supplies are pretty generic. They're mostly like a couple, you know, like rations, water skin, nothing really major. He did have some like general supplies that don't really seem to be of too interest, like a crate full of like rolls of parchment that are all blank. Based on the wagon, you can kind of think that Sodron is maybe just making like a merchant run, or he might be like a traveling trader or something like that. You're not 100% too sure. But as far as anything of interest, you do find a satchel. I won't call it a backpack, a little smaller than that. And if you go through it, you can see that it has some personal effects to it, but nothing that really seems like a trinket, no diary, anything like that. It would seem that if he had something on him, it is gone.
Great.
Or maybe he knew the secret and you just fucking killed him. Who knows?
I mean, the rune killed him. I just finished the job.
This is true.
Well, great. Then he's got nothing on him, and I'm back to Bupkiss on lead, so I guess I'm following his soul into the cemetery.
Okay. Is Lil Edison following us, or...?
So you turn to look at the wagon. Ziggy, your wagon is totally there. Lil Edison has just fucking said, I am out of this shit. And he is, like, you can see, like, a dust trail going from the west where you came from. Like, he is not
having Edison?
You assume he left a long time ago.
Hey, Edison?
Aw. Well, there goes your compilation album.
Uh-oh.
I am definitely going to have to write back to the church and tell them what happened. This is not cool. Not cool, Edison!
This is unacceptable.
They'll hear about this.
I'm going to give you a very bad rating on Fantasy Uber.
Fantasy Uber. Yeah.
There was no water, and he ran away.
So if we're going to go into the graveyard, might we want to bring the wagon up at least?
You can. I mean, you can. The wagon will fit up the road. You can take the road. It's not like it's bumpy or anything like that, as opposed to the regular
road. I mean, just to keep it close.
It's just a wagon. It's a wagon full of sandwich supplies. I'm not really... well, it's not mine. Ziggy, what do you want to do?
Ziggy's livelihood.
I would like to possibly bring my... my parents are going to be really mad, guys, okay? All right? So you don't understand my parents. They're really strict, and it's really tough at home right now.
I'm not even supposed to use healing word.
If you want to pull it up next to the overturned cart, since I'm big and strong, I can top it up with anything from that cart you might want.
Sure, I would love that. I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay. So you guys are like taking some moment to like loot the shit that's not burnt.
They don't need it.
Yeah, man.
Like, ooh, free shit. Wow. All right.
Is there any sandwich supplies in there?
I mean, there would be like maybe a few things of like wheat or something like that. So yeah, stuff there are a few things on there that would be relevant to your interests.
Hey man, I wouldn't take any of it if any of them had survived, but not only did they die, they then came back and attacked me. I think this is fair spoils to the victor.
Times are tough right now.
There's one pristine, untouched case of fantasy Oscar Mayer bologna.
But yeah, you guys could take some time to kind of load some of the useful things up. It's totally feasible for you guys to take the wagon up towards the cemetery and ride it like right
I'd
up
like
to the
to
gates
smell
if
the
you wanted to.
I mean, that's up to Ziggy. How much do you want to put your card at risk?
Is there... If we move into the cemetery, is it still within eye shot?
Well, at the wagon?
Yeah, like if we just leave it on the road.
No, the wagon would fall out of eye shot if you went all the way up to the cemetery.
I mean, these guys, what are they going to do? Beat up my wagon? They just want to kill us. So I'll bring that thing right up. I don't care. Well, my parents don't know.
So you guys all band aboard this wagon and just kind of ride on up to the cemetery?
Yeah, I'm going to go on foot. I want to be ready to hit things if I need to.
I'm riding because Hawk is, Robinson's already there, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm on foot too, though.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. You sent Hawk back.
Robinson.
Hawk came back.
Robinson.
Robinson. Robinson.
Now he's pissed
Robinson
at you.
Robinson fucking hates his name, hates his life. Robinson came back super quick.
Okay, so there's some shit going down.
All right, let's go to town.
Listen here, fantasy Jared Fogel. We're going to the.
No.
I shared
too soon.
Nothing in common with fantasy Jared Fogel.
He's a competitor of the Lazy Sage.
So are we like? Are we close enough that I can roll perception?
Are we in the cemetery yet?
Did you want? Are we there yet? Did you still? I didn't know if you were now debating whether or not to fucking abandon ship.
I'm not very sneaky, but if there's any way to scout ahead in more detail, we should maybe do that.
I'm gonna be going to the cemetery on foot, but I also want to be apart from the group so that I can kind of think to myself and do a stealth roll.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna do that, I'm gonna hang back. I'm big and noticeable.
All right, well, I'm just gonna forge ahead.
And totally ruins Ornithar's attempted stealth roll.
Okay, well then I guess I'll hang slightly back.
Well, they
from
wouldn't
Zach.
Notice him.
Right, they wouldn't notice him, but they would still notice us.
No,
because right?
Yeah. We're holding back, so Zach can stealth it out.
Ugh, fine.
All right, Zach, if you're gonna sneak ahead, go ahead and make the stealth roll.
Alrighty. 18 plus 5, 23.
Okay, so you are super sneaky. So you're kind of leading the way. I'm assuming the wagon is standing kind of still within, like, eyesight where they can see, like, if you were to make a hand signal or something like that, they can still discern something like that.
I can't stealth my wagon, can I?
So, the ghillie suit for the wagon?
Put, like, yeah, branches on it. Just
because zombies really need your sandwich supplies.
Yeah, put the quiet tires on it.
Hey, you never know, man. There could be other bandits coming by that want to steal these sweet sandwiches.
All right, so you stealth ahead. Eventually, you guys, like I said, you all get to the cemetery, and it is it's surrounded in like this really gothic pointy fence. There, you can make out, especially as you're getting closer, statues, tombstones. It's almost dominated kind of in the back. In the center, there is a large like a mausoleum that's set up. But Ornithar, as you're getting up there, go ahead and make a perception check.
17 plus 3, 20.
20, okay.
Rolling hot.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, now the combat's over. So as you're kind of creeping up, kind of checking it out, looking at everything, the mausoleum does seem to be the big focal point of the whole place. The statues, you don't really discern any sort of pattern or really kind of any rhyme or reason to it. It's very much just some people got statues for their gravestones, some did not, some of them are decorative. You do notice that the fence that's surrounding the whole place, it looks a little odd because it is just bars, but it has a foundation to it, and the foundation doesn't really seem to match. You might suspect that the fence came later, as opposed to everything else. And there really only seems to be one main entrance into the cemetery, big kind of like arching entranceway. No door, no gate, but it is flanked on either side by these two very large statues. We're talking like maybe, you know, like 20, like 15, 20, yeah, around 15 feet tall, we'll say. Kind of armored soldier-looking statues. They each have like a halberd in the hand opposite the archway, and a shield in the hand on the inside of the archway.
So the archway is the clear pathway in, but it would probably be a pain in the butt to try to climb the fence or anything like that.
Correct. Yeah, the archway, there's no like fence or gate that seems to like close it out. It's just open walkway. I did want to point out, you don't see any kind of like movement in the cemetery. You may see like birds or like crows or something like that, but there's not a flock of skeletons just walking by doing a patrol.
It's weird. I wonder what the hawk saw.
So is Zach the only one that sees this, or?
Yeah, you guys, when you're standing back in the wagon, you're too far out. You can make out the shapes of the statues kind of by the gate. You can't really tell if there's another entrance at this point. You wouldn't be able to discern that the gates seem to be a different architectural style as opposed to the mausoleum and the rest of the stuff in there. You can see the mausoleum. You can see that. But it's like me without my glasses. That's what you guys are seeing right now.
I send Robinson back out over the cemetery, and I tell him this time to just do, you know, circles in the sky around if he sees any enemies where they're grouped. I want him to indicate it by circling around them.
Make an animal handling check for this.
When did our warlock start playing so much Assassin's Creed Origins?
Right.
That's a 10 plus 2, so 12.
12? Okay. What do you usually do for this? Like, is Hawk just, like, on your arm and you just, like, telepathically tell him, like, hey, do some shit and then give him a little flick?
Yep, and he goes.
So this time you give him, you tell him, like, hey, like, do the instructions, look at me in my eyes. and you give him that little wrist flick and, like, his claws, like, dig into your arm.
Oh, so he saw some stuff.
He's not having it. He does not want to fly off and scout this one out.
Okay, so guys, something really bad is there, so I suggest we just go in and take care of it.
Lose all element of the surprise while we have no idea what we're walking into. I'm going to pass on that.
Something's bad in there? Let's run in.
Do I have to grab someone else by the scruff and pull them back?
I like a good mystery, and there's some pretty dark magic shit going on, and I want to see what it is.
I just want to see these statues because they look interesting to me. I want to check them out. I want to see the statues. I'm in it for
10
the
gold
statues.
Pieces as the statues come to life.
I'm in it for the statues.
I know, right?
I know, me too. Which is why, wait, hold on. Can I ask a question, Dungeon Master? Point of something? Yeah. Would we say that these statues could fall under historical knowledge or no?
Where is this coming from? Hold on. What are you trapping me in?
Those are the ancient statues that come to life and fuck up your day.
This is my archaeologist background where I can ascertain something's original purpose and determine its builders and stuff like that. Like, I can kind of figure out what things are.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, if you get close to it, yeah, we can hash that out.
I would like to get somewhat closer so that I can see if I can use my historical knowledge on it.
Yeah, it says, like, ruin or dungeon. I would count this. That's fine, because it's some sort of structure. So you guys are now just taking the wagon, just giddy up?
I don't want to take the wagon, because that's going to make a lot of noise.
All right, so you're, like, you're just walking up to it on foot now?
I'm assuming that Mountain is using his lightest ballet steps.
Yeah, I'm pulling a short bow out.
I know, right?
So you guys are, like, cautiously weapons drawn, kind of approaching up to the gate. Okay.
And I look at Arsinoe and I say, dang, girl, I'm spooked.
Has Ornithar signaled any kind of danger?
I probably did ask everyone to hold as soon as I, like, got within range to, like, get a clear view of what everything looked like, but then kind of gestured, looks fine, and moved ahead.
Sure, after that perception.
So because I am a sage, like, that's my background, like, it says that I can attempt to learn or recall a piece of lore. And if I don't know it, I know where I can find the info. And since I'm not super familiar with this area, but I know that Ziggy is, I'd like to ask Ziggy, this is your town cemetery, so any stories about statues coming to life or anything we need to know about here?
So what the fuck, dude? Yeah.
Super specific. Ziggy, go ahead and just make this will be really good for you. Make just a general history check. So I think it's just going to be a d20 minus one. Because you're not proficient in history.
Oh, Ziggy's dumb.
So, 15.
Okay, that's actually good. Yeah, so Ziggy, and I'm assuming you're just going to relay this to the party. Ziggy, for what you know about it, you know that the city of Hangman's Rest was kind of founded around the whole concept of the cemetery. You're a little iffy on the details. You know that the cemetery kind of came about sometime during the blood wars with the kingdoms and the orcs and all that. A couple centuries ago, or not centuries, generations ago. You know that that's kind of where the cemetery started. You're a little gray on the details of it, but that eventually the cemetery just started to grow, and Hangman's Rest almost became almost like a tourist location for the cemetery. But beyond that, you just know that it's just a really popular cemetery just because there is some sort of like lore or legend about it that you're not too sure on. And also the fact that if you guys actually were, like, inside there and, like, looked out over, like, the coastline to the south, it is gorgeous.
Well, he sold me on gorgeous. I'm going in.
I'd like to go find the office and inquire about getting a burial plot here. Yeah.
I will say that, Ziggy, you would know that in town where, the town hall is, where, like, the mayor, or not the mayor, but, the lord lives, there's, like, an archive. So if Hawk was really interested in getting to, like, know more about it, that archive would probably be, like, the best place to get more info.
Yes, I do know this.
So you're saying I should ask Lord Lionel Bloodwall about it?
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, yeah, the archive, I mean, it's not, like, a public thing. It's not, like, a library you can go in there. But, I mean, it's not, like, it's also, like, a restricted section.
Okay.
It's just that there's most every town that I make, the town hall serves as also, unless it's a bigger city, as some sort of, like, history record-keeping place.
So do we want to check that out before we go in?
Yeah, I was going to say, because like this seemed like a good idea, but since the bird is upset and I like this bird, should we maybe do some research before we come in here to make sure we don't hit up any traps?
Something tells me, if I know anything about the way games work, that nothing's going to happen in this cemetery before we go in it. So...
Yeah, my friend's soul is in that cemetery somewhere, so...
But his body is ashes. Don't worry about it.
I need information. I mean, I will say that
the soul kind of went in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't actually see it go down.
True, but like it went down the path south towards the cemetery, and Hawk is freaked out. Well, Bird is
Robinson,
freaked out.
Robinson. Yeah. Robinson! Damn it!
I'm confident no matter what happens when we walk in, I'm walking out. But I don't know about all y'all. So maybe it's for the best we know what we're walking into.
Look, I just came to get some sandwich supplies. My parents are going to be upset if I don't get home soon.
Well, we can give your parents their sandwich supplies first. Maybe then, you know, we'll have such goodwill to let you go out and adventure and see the world.
You don't know my parents.
I don't.
No, let's split the party up and have some of us just drive all the sandwich shit back, and then the rest of us go in, and then Ken gets to DM two separate events at the same time.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, split the party at level one. I've heard that's a really great idea.
My vote, then, is that the mountain and Arsinoe and Ziggy and I go back, and, and Ornithar goes in. By himself.
Alone. We should probably take his weapons with us.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Do you have any gold on you?
Not much.
Any valuables, man?
I'm the rogue. Why are they trying to rob me?
You know what, though? Those clothes, we don't want to get those clothes dirty. Why don't you give us your clothes, too?
Do we want to have a sleight of hand off?
I was going to say, is that what you kids call it nowadays?
Nice.
What are we doing here?
We're going back to town.
Going back to town. I was gonna mention the fact that at this point it's probably like later evening. We'll see, maybe like 5 or 6-ish o'clock.
Oh, bad Ziggy, zombies only come out at night. Let's go to the town and sleep and come back during the day.
Ziggy, you know that by the time you guys get back to town, it's gonna be like later, probably like 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
I do know that.
Ooh, past Ziggy's curfew.
Well, I mean, I'm with Ziggy because he, you know, he took me in his cart, so I feel a debt.
So I'm in
and
love with him now.
Well, he let me ride for free, so if he wants protection all the way into town, I'm inclined to go along with that.
Ziggy is super stressed out about how pissed his parents are going to be.
Well, I don't think your parents will be too pissed when we walk in. I mean, I've got a bird. That'll impress them. We've got the mountain.
Yes, because all parents love it when their children show up with a big group of strangers.
And a bird.
Hey, here's all these people older than me that I don't know. Yeah, I'm cool with going back to town. We should probably research this before we go charging in there.
I am particularly glad I asked you about statues that come to life.
Yeah, and I just happened to learn all that, right?
Say as our cart rides off into the sunset. That's what you hear us talking about.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that earlier, guys. My bad.
I have an 8 intelligence. I'm somewhat forgetful.
So back to town, to Hangman's Rest.
Yeah, okay. So you guys head on over to Hangman's Rest.